Inuyasha, man, it was like one of those good shows, man. It was that, you know, a lot of good characters. That old school vibe is like, it's cool as fuck. You know, I just think about, you know, that song would come on at the end of Inuyasha episodes, and that's when I realized, you know, animes is more of a fighting, man. You know, Inuyasha's relationship with Kikyo and then the new chick. Damn, how could I forget the new chick's name? I forgot the new chick. The one that was newer. You know, Kikyo is the old one. But, you know, I'm just thinking about the monk always flirting with ladies and just, like, his situation. And just, I love penmanship and writership, you know. And that character development and shit. Like, it just made the show even better. And the songs that ended the show, you know, you'll never forget, man. It's good times, man. Real good times. So, you tell me what you think. Tell me about your favorite episode of Inuyasha, or maybe just the episode that you liked. And I'll start with mine. I liked the episode when Inuyasha, you know, sometimes he has to like stay low key or whatever because his hair turns black. He turns into a human for one night, for like 24 hours or some shit. So you gotta like stay low. So then, you know, he can still fight, but he's like weaker than what he usually is. So I just liked that episode because it was like real different. It was real, like, you know, it made sense for his character. So it was simple, but I really liked that episode. So you tell me, man, if you watched any Yasha episode that you really liked and just wanna share it, man, do it. Peace. Kagome, it was Kagome. How could I forget about Kagome? I like how Kagome's character, she kind of came up a little bit. Like, she at first she was kind of just there, but she had the power to make him. I never understood that. You know, when she says sit and he has, like, he falls to the earth. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand that power that she has over Inuyasha, but it's whatever. I liked it when she start really learning how to use the arrow because she start fucking demons up. But yeah, her name's Kagome, and she was cool too. I like Kagome. I like Kagome and Kikyo. Kagome, she really like was a good communicator. Like, she was trying to get shit resolved and shit. She wasn't, you know, how sometimes you get annoyed by other characters, but she wasn't an annoying character. She was pretty dope. And I liked like how she used to be on the bus at the end of the train, whatever that was. I don't know. But Kagome, yeah, that's her name.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.